Ethnic and advocacy groups in Australia are applauding the decision of the Senate to kill off proposed changes to the nation's citizenship laws. It follows a federal government announcement this year of planned changes, which would have made it harder to become an Australian. The proposal would have required applicants to live in Australia for 4 years on permanent residency visas and demonstrate competence in a tough English language test. Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria Chairman Eddie McAuliffe says migrants and refugees would be happy the laws have been blocked.
I can only estimate that they would be most happy about that rejection and feel as though they are not being ostracised on the basis of their refugee or migrant background.
In April, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull insisted the proposed changes were consistent with Australian multicultural values. But the Migration and Mobility Research Network's Val Cholich-Pieska says the government's bill was purely responding to xenophobia in Australia.
This is a surge of xenophobia in Australia over the past years, and perhaps we can say decades even. So our treatment of refugees, for example, and mistrust towards Muslim communities in the general population certainly create an idea that migrants may be a problem in many ways, and that we should be really careful who we let in and who we let become Australian citizen, which is the ultimate acceptance, if you like.
She says the bill was an attempt to pander to those fears.
This toughening attempt, which wasn't successful in this instance, of toughening the rules as part of this government's pandering to the fear that they created or they helped create and develop in the general population.
The Victorian convener of the Asian Australian Alliance, Melina Hastana, says Asian communities were feeling nervous after the changes were suggested. She says many felt they may be excluded, despite having adequate levels of English to live in Australia. Ms. Hastana says the proposed changes were elitist.
I believe that the proposed laws were quite elitist, and they appear to impose on other people their own sort of notion of superiority, which comes with the English language. There's a lot of people from other backgrounds whose first language is not English who are contributing significantly to Australian society in terms financially, socially, culturally. And to marginalise these people, I feel is extremely elitist.
She says most Asian migrants make an effort to learn a good level of English anyway.
A lot of them are making that effort to learn more because they have to learn to live independently. Nobody's going to look after them. It's not their home country where they'll have the full family support or, you know, village support or whatever. It may not be the highest level, but at least at the very basic level or a little bit better than the basic level to be able to live a proper, decent life here.
Eddie McAuliffe suggests most Australians would not be able to pass a university-level English test. He says his father, a migrant, was a capable citizen who had what he calls a colloquial level of English, and that still enabled him to participate in an Australian life. Mr. McAuliffe says many migrants help form the backbone of Australia.
Have a look at the contributions that migrants have made to this country. A lot of them that have made significant contributions probably would have failed the test proposed by the current government had they have got through. This country has been built on the back of migrants and refugee or with their strong support. And I think we should never underestimate that input.